With dwindling audiences and shrinking revenue, it's a tough time to be a television executive. And this year, there are also a few new players shaking up the TV landscape. On-demand services Stan and Presto have both launched in Australia in recent weeks, with Netflix due to arrive in coming months. All of these services offer a mix of television and films, with Stan and Netflix also offering original content. Our TV critic David Knox has had a look at what's on offer. David, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
It's a veritable smorgasbord, isn't it? At this stage, we've got Stan versus Presto in Australia. Tell us about these two. What are the differences between the services they offer?
Well, they're both offering, as you say, film and TV, where you can stream these to your television sets, to your laptops, your tablets, various devices, ad-free, unlimited. You're only limited, really, by your home internet plan. So Stan is owned by Nine and Fairfax, and they're offering a free one-month trial at the moment, so that's a pretty good incentive to give that a go. Presto, which is owned by Foxtel, has the Presto movies, and then there is a separate one, which is Presto TV, which is a joint venture with Channel 7. Now, that's $10 for each of those, or you can bundle them together for $15. And Presto has the HBO titles that people love to binge on, although I noticed they don't have Game of Thrones. They've kept that one so that I think people stick to the home Foxtel that they're used to. Look, there's good quality for both of these in what I watched, but everyone's going to have different needs. I think what you need to look for is the price, the content, and the platforms about whether they match your smart TV, your Apple TV, your Chromecast, what it is you've got on offer. So, look, do a bit of research for this would be my tip.
Sure. And the point of these is that you can get things at your fingertips, but you can also get things that haven't yet shown in Australia. Is that right?
Well, in the case of as you said, some original content on Stan, yes, there's shows there that only they have got as exclusives. Presto, from what I can see, is pretty much things that have probably already aired on Foxtel, so there's no original content yet on Presto.
Okay. Well, in the case of Stan, the original content, there's something called Better Call Saul, and that's airing on Stan at the moment. It's a prequel to the acclaimed series Breaking Bad, which a lot of people just love. Let's have a listen to a bit of Better Call Saul.
It's showtime, folks.
I don't go looking for a guilty people to represent.
Your Honor, I'll never do it again.
I told you suit, remember?
That's a loner, okay? I need it back.
I mean, who needs that aggravation, right?
The hell kind of math is that?
700 per defense.
A prequel to Breaking Bad, that's a pretty strong selling point. Is it any good?
Yeah, I like this very much, Fran. It takes place 7 years before Breaking Bad and centres around the lawyer James McGill, played by Bob Odenkirk, who went on to become Saul Goodman in Breaking Bad. Look, he's a lawyer representing all sorts of small fry cases in Albuquerque. Bit of a sad sack, running scams and hoping for a big break. Darkly comedic in its tone. I don't think it's a prerequisite that you have watched Breaking Bad to enjoy this. The other hot title, of course, that Stan has got is Transparent, which won the best comedy at the Golden Globes. This is excellent. And they've also, I guess as a way to lure people into try Stan, Fran, they've offered Gallipoli, which is on air on Nine at the moment. The whole season is already available on Stan.
Netflix. There's a lot of buzz about Netflix. It's coming. When is Netflix going to get here?
Well, we know it is arriving next month. That is confirmed. We don't have the actual date. I'm hearing probably the end of March. And look, I expect that's going to be $10 a month too. That seems to be the entry point here, which I think is good value. $10 a month is $2.50 a week compared to what you used to pay at your DVD store is definitely worth considering. Look, they're going to have new titles, original titles as well, things like Bloodline, Grace and Frankie, Marco Polo. We think House of Cards, that isn't confirmed, but I think we can pretty much lock that one in that it will be premiering on Netflix rather than Foxtel. Orange is the New Black will be remaining with Foxtel. But look, there's a lot of choice here. There's no lock-in contract, so take your time, shop around, have a good look.
It's all chopping up the audience, isn't it? What's it doing to Foxtel already, or how's Foxtel getting ready for this?
Well, are we all
the winners of this?
Well, I think in many senses we are. I mean, when Foxtel have said that their subscribers over the last 12 months have gone up, that's because they've come in with new entry point prices of $25 for people who want to get that online. I think what they're doing, Fran, is getting into this space so that they don't miss out.
Okay, now we've talked about some original content on Stan. Stan has announced it will be commissioning Australian content. It's very good news, potentially, for the Australian television production.
Yeah, and I think having original content is going to be one of the driving factors to people deciding which one they go to. So Stan has announced two shows in development. One is a series based on the movie Wolf Creek from Screen Time with John Jarrett, yes, reprising his role if that one goes ahead. The other one is a drama series, very different, a drama series on High Court Judge Lionel Murphy. Interestingly, Fran, this one is co-written by Tony Jones from Q&A. So we look forward to both of those coming down the track.
Choice. As a consumer, I find it always hard to work these things out, and sometimes I find myself being tricked. Are we, when we have Stan and Presto and Netflix, particularly Netflix, which is the big player in this market internationally, are we going to get all it has to offer in the US, or are we still going to be, you know, sold short?
Well, that is the unknown question, but we still really don't know exactly what is coming in terms of all the Netflix content. There is a lot on offer in the US. We know that some of the sexy titles will be coming here, but they're keeping a lot of that, pardon the pun, of House of Cards under their sleeve. Next month we will know, as I say, it does arrive next month. So because there's no locking contracts, you can try one, you can wait for Netflix to arrive. You can opt out of one after a while if you decide you don't like it. That's the good thing.
Okay, your picks for this week.
Well, Insight is back tonight, Fran, with a new season looking at how we deal with pain, including hearing from a man who has a congenital insensitivity to pain, meaning he has never felt pain. Sounds like a bonus, but apparently it's not. And the Graham Norton Show, Fran, now has a new time slot. I know it's been on Sundays and it's been hard to work out which is the new one, which is the repeat. So it's now going to be 8:30 Fridays on 10. Foyle's War.
That's a good slot for that, isn't it? Graham Norton Show.
Yeah, I think with The Living Room and with Graham Norton Show on 10, that's a good lineup. It does, of course, go up against Dr. Blake, but you can PVR one certainly, again, plenty of choice. Foyle's War on Saturday night, Fran, is the last episode ever. So Detective Chief Superintendent Christopher Foyle, he bows out after, I think, 2002 that's been on air, so a long time. And I have to mention this every year, Fran, Monday, it is the Oscars Day. So 12:30, it's great. You can see this live from LA, hosted this year by Neil Patrick Harris. That's 12:30 Sydney time, of course, but it is live around the country on Channel 9 on Monday.
The Oscars, I've been a bit immune to the Oscars buzz. What is the buzz?
Well, I mean, I guess Boyhood is probably the hot tip about whether that's going to win. I certainly enjoyed that one. I think Neil Patrick Harris, he's done the Emmys, he's done the Tonys, he is the triple threat. He will be a charming host. And if you want to see it in the evening, it will be replayed again on Jim as well. Bring it on.
All right, David, thank you very much.
Thanks, friend.
David Knox, our TV correspondent, bringing you the drum on TV for the week. And if you want to hear more about his insights and facts and figures about TV, his blog is tvtonight.com.au.